Well, it is good to be here. I have never been in this church, and though I have been a United Methodist pastor in Tallahassee since 1986, but I retired, and I'm delighted I can come and be with you this morning. I'm glad that Ralph can be with another church today, one that he served, I guess, earlier on. He called me last night and told me a little bit about that, and I'm glad he can be there. We'll certainly remember him in a moment as we pray. And then you may or may not know that Rich Wilson was going to come and do this today. So I'm not only a sub, I'm a sub of a sub. So you might call that really scraping the bottom. But I am delighted. Rich, his wife has some heart issues. Actually, she needs an ablation. I've had one, so I can speak of them, and mine did great. But they've taken her to Atlanta, and hopefully she's going to have one this week, and it'll help her out. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for this nation. I know we're not all we can be, all that you call us to be. Oh, Lord, lead us. Give sanity and wisdom to those who are in leadership positions. May we be the moral nation that you would want us to be. May we be one that is known throughout the world for helping others. Lord, be with our veterans. We thank you as we honor them this week. For any who are here or family members, we pray that you would be with them. We thank you for their service, their commitment. We pray that you be with Ralph as he is leading another congregation today. We pray that you would bless him and use him. With Rich and Joan as they are at the hospital in Atlanta, we pray that you would be with them, meet them, and bring healing to Joan. Lord, we pray that you'd be with each one here and with each family that is represented. We all have issues in our lives. We live in a broken world. We are a broken people. We pray for your presence, your guidance, your healing in every way in all of our lives. And so, Lord, I ask that you would speak to us this morning, that you would guide us, that you would speak to us as each of us need to hear, and that we would grow to be the people you've called us to be. For we ask it in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.